I Don't Need an Acting Class is brought to you by WeAudition.com. Hi everyone, this is Greg from Milton's Acting Class. I want to talk to you about WeAudition. WeAudition is an online video chat community where you can audition, rehearse, you could self-tape, and you could even get advice relating to acting or the business of acting. If you're an actor like myself, who constantly needs a reader, you can now find a reader on demand to rehearse or self-tape with. And it's so easy. All I had to do was type in, "Hi, I'm Greg, and I need another scene partner to read Act 1, Scene 2 from the play Jesus Hop the A-Train. I need the other actor to read the role of Mary Jane." And within minutes, you'll get another reader who's willing to help you with that scene. I mean, it's amazing how quick, easy, and efficient WeAudition makes it for you. Sign up for WeAudition.com today and save 25% off by using the discount code ACTINGCLASS.
Welcome to I Don't Need an Acting Class with Milton Justice.
I happened to be speaking to Grant earlier this morning, and here's a very interesting thing. He missed our rehearsal on Saturday because I told you the Directors Guild requires first-time directors to take an 8-hour symposium, which they offer once a month, where I guess, as we laughingly said, you're supposed to learn how to direct a TV series in 8 hours. But at any rate, they've asked him if he wanted to direct an episode of Dynasty, and since he's a first-time director, but we had a conversation which I realized was impacting his acting as well. And I know you all don't have this problem, but I just want to remind you of the idea of playing actions. What I said to him was, when you're working as a director, because he gets slightly bogged down in intellectualizing what a scene is about, and in his mind, what he had in mind that he wanted to tell actors, because he was trying to, he said, you know, I want them to get the idea of the size of what they're talking about, because that's always appealed to me, so forth, so forth, so forth. And then during this work session, he told whoever was in charge of the session with the Directors Guild how he would work. And they said, well, that's probably not a good idea. And they said, because it will complicate things for actors. And he was slightly frustrated. So what I said to him was, and I say this to you all the time, but I just bring it up, that if you are clear what's going on in a scene, and what I said to him is, I have directors, when I worked with the directors, I said to them, be clear when you identify every scene, what's going on. As an example, when I worked with Kira Sedgwick years ago, she liked to go, this is the scene where I, and then when, however she filled in the blank, if you will, that was the action of the scene. So, and we used to work on Sundays when she got all the scenes she was shooting for the week. So we'd work over the phone because we didn't have internet back then. So it would be, this is the scene where I'd let mom have it, as an example. Or this is the scene where I beg for forgiveness. Or this is, and so in identifying a scene in that way, it allows an actor, most actors, if you have talent, it allows you to be creative. And so it allows your creative impulses to carry you through, because you're not playing a performance. You're not playing an attitude. You're not playing what, and I just had both with Greg, who I put on tape for an audition, and Caleb I was working with earlier. What else did I do today? Oh, right, yeah, my laundry. Anyway, with both of them, I said, you know, don't play an attitude. And this is, you know, this is really an important idea. If you say to yourself, I'm angry in this scene, you're going to play anger. And if you play anger, by the way, you're going to play a cliche. We just always do. I have no idea, but we're all in love with cliches. What you've always got to do is translate it into something actable, which to me is most easily done with an action. Now, I have rewritten the book on actions because I find that it's limiting for actors to have to come up with an active verb, although I did find when I was working with Grant this morning and explaining it to me, he said, I have a scene next week on Dynasty. He said it's actually the best written scene I've had in the 4 years I've been on the series. And he said, and you know, and he was telling me what was going on and this. And so he's, you know, I was feeling guilty because my wife is dying. And it reminded me of when my other wife was killed in an airplane I was flying. And of course I had to laugh and I thought, God, I love these series. I mean, you know, how fabulous. It's like my wife is dying. And it reminds me that my first wife died in an airplane I was flying. I mean, so it's like you want to say, okay, build that. But so what I said to him was, so he said, well, I'm feeling something and I don't want to feel something. And so we played with it and played with it. And so basically we came up, I said, well, so rather than playing confusion or playing I'm distressed, let's find something actable. Let's find an action. And so I said, how about to fight the feelings? And then I said, let me just tell you this thing in this book, The Actor's Thesaurus, which is around here someplace because I just pulled it out for him. And at any rate, I looked it up and I looked up the word fight. And one of the words was battle. And so I said, ah, great action, to battle my feelings. And he said, ah, that's it, that's perfect. So in other words, it's like we keep relearning the idea that I need to know what's going on, because what he was, when I first asked him, he told me the plot. And that's where we go. I said, so what's going on with him in the scene? Well, he has this thing, he's got this guilt. I mean, as soon as you start saying that, he's got guilt, and there's this thing that happened, and this other thing that happened. And so it's like you drown in all of that. How do I play guilt? I play the ex-wife. I play the dead wife. I play the wife dying of cancer. It's like all of those things. So look, here's the thing. Here's the issue. We have been working a lot on building the past. We have been working a lot on building character traits. We have been working a lot on trying to figure out who is this dude, who is this dudette that we're playing. So that work, I know this is a difficult concept, but it's work you have to trust is there. I've done my homework. I have a sense. Now, if I don't know about the character and I work on the scene and I go back to the character, fine. I need to add more to it. I need to figure out more about this person. But then when I come to this sort of final thing, it's almost like the action or what's going on wraps around all of it. And I've told you, there are ways that I, because I had real difficulty with this, there are ways that I have tricked myself into this. I've tricked myself into it by saying, why am I telling her this? And the answer to the question is not the plot, but the answer to the question is the action. Why am I telling her this? To give her support. Well, that's playable. You see what I mean? I can play that. With Caleb. Caleb is playing the narrator of the story. Now, it's one thing for me to say, you know, think of this as a parable, and you're telling the story. But then periodically you have to answer this question, why am I telling them this? Now, sometimes the answer is, this will fascinate you. Or sometimes the answer is, just be careful. Sometimes the answer is, I'm telling you this last chunk, and you know I use the word chunk instead of beat, but I am telling you this last chunk as a warning. So then I say, okay, is that good enough for you to warn you? Is a good action? So I'm clear as I go through. To me, if I were to do anything, I would just look at what is my sequence of actions. But the truth of the matter is, and I still go back to Patrick Stewart, who said, you know, when he was doing The Tempest, all I know when I go out on stage is that my daughter will be there and the play will take care of itself. And so if... I had a funny expression. I had a funny thing with Greg a few minutes ago. He was so clear what his action was. He was the only person in the room, and he was doing a scene with me. And I said, and he kind of walked in, and he stopped waiting for my line, which, of course, is the kiss of death. So we went back to do it again, and then I did my line. But he was still so clear about this action he was playing. And I said, I'm here. So all of these things, it's like there's something really clear. I am going out there, as he said, I'm going out there to see if everything is okay. That's fine. You know, is that a playable action? Probably not, but it works. It's like it works. It's like, is everything okay? To me, is a playable action. I can play that action. If I have to translate that into an active verb, I'll slit my wrists. It's not a guessing game. So I can translate it into, is everything okay? And I can walk out and everything is okay, and then all of a sudden, my character says something. Now the action changes. Had I not been there, it would have been totally different. If I had said something else, it would have been totally different. The fact that I said, oh, good, you're awake. Would you take the vitals again? It's like now there's something else to play. And his line is, and good morning to you too. So with all of that, it's like everything is a series of actions. I've told you all this before. Also, when I called Stella and said, Stella, it's opening night. Tell me something, you know, like the secret of acting. And she said, forget rehearsals, forget the directors, forget everything. Just let the impulse carry you beat by beat through the play. And that was really it. It's just like, you know, there was an impulse. Anyway, I always oversimplify all of this as if now that's it. But it did, you know, but it interested me. I mean, I know it's not true. According to Google, Grant's worth is $50 million, which I'm sure it's not. But he's been working for a long time. And so he suddenly is sitting there and discovering actions. And it's like, oh, right, that's helpful. If I am playing to battle feelings, it's perfect for the character because the character is cold. And the fact that he's starting to feel something is making him uncomfortable. So it's a playable action to battle my feelings. And it's coming up with that then gives you something to hold on to. I think the technique is there to give us something to hold on to. And if I have something to hold on to, then it gives me confidence. I mean, that kind of makes sense, doesn't it? It's just like I know what I'm doing. I think that's kind of what it's all about.
I Don't Need an Acting Class is created and hosted by Milton Justice. Senior producer is me, Walker Vreeland, and director of online media is Evan Sollers. Music provided by Jeffrey Keyser Trio, May This Be Love, from their album On My Way to You. If you have a question for Milton, please feel free to send your email to questionsformilton@gmail.com. That's questionsformilton@gmail.com. You can also follow us on Instagram at I Don't Need an Acting Class. And please subscribe, rate, and review. It's all we ask. It's all we ask. We don't do Patreon. We're not begging you for money. All we ask is that if you like the podcast, if you're getting stuff out of it, you subscribe and you rate and you review it. I can't tell you how much that would mean to us. Thank you so much for listening, and we will see you back here next week.